Well, it's already been a good day already in the house of the Lord. We've been challenged and our heart touched. Amen. I hope your heart's been touched. I listen, if you've heard the presentation this morning, and you've heard the Sunday school hour, and you're still not moved, there needs to be a little altar time somewhere. Amen. Yes, because the Lord is really showed us some things this morning, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate the missionary, and I appreciate his burden and where God is sending him. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. This really touched our place when it came through there. We've had people praying. I told him we had one old man that started praying then. Every week he raises his hand and says, pray for these people. And this last Wednesday night, he could barely speak. His voice was broken. He was weeping. Pray for these people. Amen. So blessed be the name of the Lord, what God's going to do and is doing. It's been good to be with you here all week. We could never say enough niceties to tell you how much we appreciate you and what you've done and what you're doing. We're glad to watch you grow and grow in your vision and grow in your efforts for missions. And to watch you grow spiritually with the Lord since the Lord started this work. It's been a great joy to our heart, and we thank the Lord for it. And there's still great things to do. We're going to be able to put in this high priestly offering here in just a few minutes. We're going to be able to give this thing. It'll bring honor and glory to God. I told somebody this week there's a 5A promise. It's not what I'm preaching out of. You want to turn your Bible, you can go this morning to 1 Kings chapter 10. And if you'll mark Matthew 12:42, that's where we'll be. But there's a 5A promise in the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I believe, about verse 8, it says, and God is able. This morning, you know why God's going to send out missionaries and keep them moving? Because God is able. Amen. He's able. Amen. He's that's the A, to make all grace. Amen. God's got all the grace. That grace is God's gift to you. It's not your gift to the missionary. It's God's gift to you that you'd be able to give and to take part in God's great plan, God's great effort, amen, of seeing the world saved, that they might bring glory to Him, that every nation might know God saved. David prayed, and we could glorify God together, having all grace towards you always. Amen. You know what we're looking for is because we're in. Now, this promise is a missions promise. You can take it if you want to and apply it out of context, but it's a missions promise. And so whenever we stand today, we have this 5A promise that I'm in the ministry with an able God who's got all grace always. Amen. Making it abound. Amen. You watch what it says. Having all abounding towards you, that you are always having all sufficiency. Now, you can have all the money if I can have all sufficiency.
Right. Amen.
Amen. If I can just have sufficiency to meet the need, to be where I'm at, you can have the money. Amen. But God said, hey, I'll make all sufficiency abound to you in all things, in every good work, always having grace. Amen. From an able God. So today when you mark your card and you turn it in, many of you already marked it, you already know what God wants you to do, and you're going to turn that card in today and begin this blessed year. Could be our last mile to run. Yeah. Amen. And the effort of world missions to see missions go forward. We're going to do a both ministry. Amen. We're going to support the missionary to go abroad while we at home reap down his field. He's going to leave his family, his heart with us, and trust us to win his world, amen. And we're going to go and win. We're going to pay him and help him to go the world he goes to. We're going to seek in prayer, amen. And we're going to pray that God will give liberty and help and light, amen. And this year we're making a renewed commitment. I always say on these cards, Brother Andrew, and you did a good job when you designed this one. I think I got it in about 5 churches around the country that use it now, amen. But we ought to put on here. How much we promise to pray. Because the prayer will be just as important or more important than the finances. Amen. We ought to put on here not how much we're just going to pray or give, but how many people I'm going to pray in to bring to church with me week by week.
Amen. I mean, we want the missionary to pray amen. We're going to pray the offering in. So if God can pray in $7.50, he can pray in seven people I can bring to the house of God. Can he? Amen. So how many people I'm going to pray in? I mean, we're just going to make some promises to God, and we're going to make those promises by faith, believing God for the outcome. And we'll see what God's going to do when we come to the end of the year, and we're going to let our faith, rise to meet God's faithfulness. Amen. Our faith will fly up toward heaven into the hands of a faithful God, and God will meet the needs of a dying world. It's our generation and our work to do. Amen. Well, I've had a good time preaching to you this week. Amen. Amen. I haven't dealt with all the principles because we've dealt with that over and over again in your churches. I've just tried to encourage you this week. And this morning, I'd like to try to encourage you again. There's one more thing that needs to happen here today. If there's somebody lost in this building today, you need to come to Jesus. Oh, what you're missing, amen. What you don't know that the youngest Christian in this church knows. They know how it is to have their sins forgiven. They know how it is to have a new name written down in glory, amen. To have the assurance, amen, that when they leave this world, they'll meet him on the other side and have a peace that passeth all understanding. A joy of the Holy Ghost bubbling up down in their soul, amen. And all you got to do is come by faith, repenting your sin. Turn from the wicked way of this world and admit that Jesus Christ is right and that you're a sinner and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Amen. That's the mission work you ought to be involved in today, coming to the Lord Jesus. Now this morning, if you're in 1 Kings 10 today, I need to probably start. I want to preach to you today about what this, the thought is, really it's hard. Let me get in 1 Kings 10. If I even get to the message, it'll be a grand thing. But the thought really this morning is, God has just given me more than I ever thought I'd get. More than I'd ever asked for, amen? And here in 1 Kings 10, we got to compare it to Matthew chapter 12, where the Bible, we're talking about Solomon and his greatness and his glory. But in the New Testament, the Bible says that, in Matthew chapter 12, and I think in the book of Luke, the Bible says that, remember, Solomon's great, but there's a greater than Solomon, amen. A greater than Solomon, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's talking about the Queen of Sheba leaving her homeland and coming over to meet Solomon and seeing all his glory. You know, so many wonderful things happen in the text. You know, a woman will say, sometimes I met this man, or he just took my breath away. Well, that completely happened right here in the text. The Bible says that she lost all the life, was out of it. It just had to be revived. She found out it was true, everything she'd heard about Solomon, amen. But Jesus said, hey, you remember, when you hear about that great trip that Queen of Sheba made, that there's one greater, amen, than Solomon, amen. And he's right here today. The lovely Lord Jesus Christ is greater than Solomon. And so I want to try to show you a parallel today. And you always remember, we're talking about a high class deal when we're talking about Solomon. But we're going so far beyond Solomon when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the day that I've met him, Andrew, I found out it was all true, amen. Everything they told me was true, just like she found out. And when I found out he could love me while I was yet in my sins, amen, and knowing who I was and what I was going to be after he saved me, it just took my breath away, amen. And God blessed my heart when I met the King of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he gave me more than I ever asked for, amen. Let's read a few verses here. And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. I want to keep reading, but I want to preach. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendants, and their apparel, and his cupbearer, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said unto the king, it was true. It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of the acts of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceedeth the fame which I have heard. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store and precious stones. And there came no more abundance of spices as these, which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Orpha brought in from Orpha great plenty of algum trees and precious stones. And the king made of the algum trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, harps also and psalteries for the singers. There came no such algum trees nor were seen unto this day. Now pay close attention to verse 13, please. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Father, I pray now, Lord, you'll make these verses come alive to us today. Help us now. May the Holy Ghost of God, please, Father, accomplish whatsoever work that you desire. Oh, Lord, have thy own way, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. As we begin to read this story today, we find that the queen's visit is the first thing that appears to us in a way of introduction. Amen. The Bible said that the queen of Sheba had heard the name of the Lord. Where did she hear? Amen. What'd she do? Well, the chapter before says that Solomon had sent out a navy. Amen. He'd been traversing around the world. There goes the missionary. Amen. He's out traveling around the world. Solomon was in business dealings. He was bringing gold and spices and different things about. And all the world was being exposed to the wonderful, glorious name of what God had done in Israel. Amen. And you and I are going to go out in this world by prayer and by finances and in person. Amen. And we're going to explain the glorious treasures of God himself with the blessing of God upon our life. How's the missionary going to do the work in an unfriendly country, in a country that's not open? He's going to just go there and expose the name of his God. Amen. And they're going to see in his life something that they can't find in their own life. And they're going to find some peace that they can't engender in their own way. Amen. And he's just going to rub elbows and he's just going to be a witness. Amen. The Bible didn't say just go preach the gospel in the commission, but it said be a witness. Amen. And that witness is what a witness does. It says this is what happened to me. Amen. That's what he gives a witness for. And old Solomon sent these people out and they got to hearing about what was going on down there in Israel. Amen. That God had a mighty shepherd king. He was a warrior and a battler. But now God's got a man he can bless, and God's built a house, and God's built a word, and this world wanted to know about the name of this girl. This girl wanted to know about the name of this man's God that could do such a thing as she'd never heard before. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about going out here and living our life among our people, amen. Like we got a God that owns heaven, amen. Like we got grace in our heart. Like we got peace that passeth understanding. Like there's a place prepared for you, amen. That one day you'll meet God in heaven like you're the very children of the king. Like what you are, amen. She heard about the praises of God. Hey, quit griping to the world. And quit living low down with the world. Quit walking around like somebody, like you're a victim. Oh, no. Hey. It's a glorious thing to be a child of the king today. Amen. That girl came because she'd heard something was going on. I reminded over there in the New Testament where it said, there's noise abroad that God is in the house. Amen. Something was going on. And you know what happened? A drawing went forth. You want to find the Holy Ghost drawing? Here he goes. He goes way down there to Sheba, amen. And he starts dealing with that girl's heart. And he said, hey, queen girl, are you sleeping in a queen girl's bed? And you eat a queen girl's meal? And you live in a queen girl's world? But there's something better. the other side over there. And that drawing of God, I pulled that world, that girl way up there. And she didn't come just to see a pretty man, amen. She didn't come to hear pretty poems. She came to know about the name. Your book says the name of his God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Would to God that we'd go out of here and God's champions in this world carrying forth the gospel, because the lowest of you today are blessed beyond measure. The lowest of us this hour have the Spirit of God in our hearts. The lowest of us today have the treasures of eternity attached to our souls. And she came to know about the name of God. She didn't come to hear about what the Independent Baptist was fighting about.
Right. Amen.
Amen. She didn't come to get into the intramural religious debates. Amen. She came down there to hear about the name of God. She wanted a God that could do more for her than all the gold that she brought. Or all them cash. You know what she's giving away? Hey, if I just get to know about this God, she didn't know about grace. I'll just bring him a camel train of stuff. I'll give him my gold. I'll give him a silver. Because gold and silver hadn't satisfied her. And all the world hadn't filled her cup. Amen. She had some hard questions that all that royal living couldn't take care of. And so she was coming to hear from one who had the answers. She came with hard questions. This morning there's hard questions that need to be answered. Job listed out about 3 or 4 of them. One of them, he said, why am I suffering? Why don't I just die? Why don't I just die from a mother's womb? But you know what God's doing? He's orchestrating a life to make you love him better. Amen. He's giving you a life. Amen. He'll help you trust him better. He's giving you a life today that's fixing you a place that you can know him better. Amen. And God's at work. Amen. That's that hard question over there. Like, can a man be just with God? Amen. Now this girl wants to know, how can a man, I can be ready for eternity. I got everything the world has to offer, but it's not enough. Amen. I got a hard question here. How in the world am I going to ever be just with God? Amen. And I'm glad today the Bible said that Jesus Christ was the propitiation for our sin. I'm glad it said there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. I'm glad the Bible said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. I'm glad that there's grace and there's faith that takes care of that grace. And I'm glad there's blood on the mercy seat today. She came to get some hard questions answered. Some of you got hard questions today. Why did my family fall apart? I don't know, but I know Jesus is the answer.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And why am I suffering, man? I don't know, but Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
Why am I living here while my loved one is crossed over? I don't know, but Jesus is the answer, amen. And you can't sit down there in Sheba in the South Country with all your goods and all your retirement and all you need and find your answer. You got to get up, amen, and go to Jesus, amen. And he's got everything that your heart desires. Bless the Lord. Amen. There is an answer, brethren. Jesus Christ is that answer. Now look what happened. Here's the queen's visit. She came with hard questions. She came with a great desire in her heart. Amen. But here's her report. Look at what she saw. She came, verse 3, with all her questions, and Solomon answered every one of them. Brother Tony, I don't have no questions hardly about eternity no more. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I know that when I see him, I'll be like him, amen. That's what the book said, amen. I don't know when I'm leaving this world, but I'm not real too concerned about it, amen. I'd like to go out like I'd like to go out, but I ain't never done nothing like I'd like to do it, so I expect it'll be like God like it'd be done, amen. And that'll be all right, however that turns out, amen. I know that there's a place on the other side over there, amen. Hey, I'm not even too much worried about sickness anymore. I've been down that road, and I found the grace is sufficient, amen. I ain't too worried about foes. I've been down there with the foes. Have stood up on every side, and you know what I found out? I found out that God's a shield, amen. He's a hiding place in a storm. I'm really not too concerned about whether men like me or not, because I've had them like me one day and dislike me the next day, amen. But Jesus has just been faithful all along, amen. Hey, my wife's all said, I don't say it out loud, the devil will hear it, and I hate to be very religious, but I ain't even really too concerned about him, amen. He can do whatever he pleases. I don't want to get in a fisticuff with him. I'm not challenging him, amen. The Lord rebuke thee is what I got to say, amen, about it. And I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. I do whatever you want to do, amen. I'm just trying to tell you today, there were some hard questions in my life, but God answered them every one. Now look what she saw. Solomon told her all her questions, verse 3. Here when the queen of Sheba had seen, you know, that preacher said, I saw the mission field. Mine eye affected my heart. I'll tell you, the disciples said, we can only tell you what we've seen and what we've heard. Amen. And she got to seeing some things. And here's what she saw. And when the queen of Sheba had seen Solomon's wisdom, amen. I tell you, she saw that Solomon had some wisdom. Solomon wasn't blowing around in the wind, amen. Oh, what are we going to do about COVID? I don't know, but God does, amen. So I'm not too concerned. To trust and obey. Well, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey, amen. I'm glad he's got the wisdom of the ages, amen. I'm glad the Bible said that before the earth came together, before the earth world was ever framed, that wisdom was by his side, amen. She was one that was brought up with him, the Bible says, amen. He's got the wisdom the ages today, and he's give that Holy Ghost of God into our heart to interpret that grand word of God with power, amen, and direct us to make it personal to us. And when that girl got there and she saw that Solomon wasn't struggling for questions, and she saw that Solomon knew what was going on in this world, and she saw that Solomon had an answer for everything that was going on, her heart began to just melt out of her, amen. And then the Bible said she saw the house that Solomon built, amen. And I'm telling you today, when you look out there in this world and I see the house that God Almighty has built, amen. I know it said I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come unto you and receive you unto myself. Hey, in my Father's house are many mansions. But I don't care about a mansion. I'm looking forward to the throne and him that sat upon the throne, amen. When we get to glory, it don't matter to me what kind of mansion's there. Hey, I'm just looking forward to seeing him face to face. That girl got to looking around at the house that Solomon built. And I get to looking around at the house of faith, the household of faith, that God's brought them from every kindred and every tribe and every nation, amen. That God saved the rich and God saved the poor and God saved the ignorant and God saved the learned, amen. And God's brought us together into one family in the work of God. My heart, all the strength begins to run out of me. What a Savior. Hey, tonight, you know who you are? You're Alabamians on the way to glory. That's who you are. Amen. I mean, God's built a house. You're not just going somewhere and you're not just moving out into oblivion. Amen. And God's got a house prepared for you. You got a new body like into his glorious body. And when that girl saw the house that Solomon built, she began to faint in her soul. But not only that, she saw his table. See what it says? Look right there in that verse. She saw the table of Solomon, the meat at his table. I'm glad today I like fresh manna from heaven every day. And God rains down the blessings. They're renewed. Are y'all with me still? They're renewed morning by morning. Amen. Every day God opens a manna of God's word. I'm glad that he gives us the meat of God's table to live upon today. I'm glad today that on the mercy seat there's a sacrifice eternal laid. Amen. Where the blood of Jesus Christ is his fresh as it was the day it was poured. And all the strength runs out of me, amen. When I think about how that God has already prepared it all, whoever saw a thing so wonderful that God could change the hearts of the most radical people in the world, the most lost people in the world, could make them part of the family of God. I see his table. I'm just taken back, brother. He said, I withhold no good thing from them that love him, amen. And I don't know how many times I've ever gone to God's table. And I was like old Mephibosheth of old. I was crippled and broken. But he set me down with a king's family, amen. And he covered me up with a royal garment. And he fed me with the best that God had to offer today. When I see his table today, and I hear that there's none today like Solomon. But yet there's one greater, far greater than Solomon. Preacher, why should I get involved? Because the king asked you to. Because the king asked you to. He said it'd prove your love. If you just do something to see the others come to know you, there's still room at the table. Amen. The table's spread, and there's still room at the table. And the king is asking you, will you go out in the highways and hedges? Will you compel them to come in? The Father's had a grand plan, and that grand plan was to build a house in glory and to set a table there and to have the marriage supper of the Lamb there. And he wants to bring them in from every nation and every tribe and every kindred, and he's just asking you to help. When I see his table, I don't want to be like those lepers I preached about the other night who takes all of God's blessings, digs a hole, and hides them in my tent like Achan. and turns God's blessing into a blasting, amen. We want to carry them back out to the rest of the world. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. I'm trying to hurry. Are y'all getting the point today? Look what else she saw. And she saw the sitting of his servants. I mean, she looked around. She saw how they were sitting there. She said, my God, look at them. They're sitting there like king's children. Look at their countenance. They're like that. They're like Daniel. The first thing that Nebuchadnezzar and men recognize the Babylon. Look at their countenance and their fair countenance. Amen. And them people got something in their life that we don't have no place else. Sheba, she'd come down where it was a rule of power and a rule of heritage. Amen. And she'd been given all of that. And people bowed at her feet, but now Solomon walks in and the people are sitting around his throne on his table and they're eating from the good graces of Solomon, and they're smiling and they're happy, and it's family, amen, and they're glowing like a fresh oil, amen, that God has poured down from the Spirit of God. And she said, I just can't understand it anymore. I can't understand what God's doing in this place. It ain't like no place I ever seen in my life. That's the way it is in the church. You come into God's house and you find God's people filled with the Spirit of God. And you find the atmosphere filled with the Spirit of God. And you find the praises of God on the tongue of God's people. Yeah. Learned and unlearned, amen. And you find a sweetness that you can find no place else in the world. And when that girl heard about it, she just wanted in on it, amen. She didn't want to continue to walk around with her head hanging down and her face covered up, or living in a culture of death. No, not anymore. She wanted what king's children had, amen. Yeah. She wanted to sit at the table with the righteous. Glory. You may not be getting this, but I am. And the attendance of his ministers. My goodness, she got to watching how them people was waiting on Solomon and how they was waiting on all them people. And I mean, she had some attendance. They'd brought her all the way through. But they attended her out of fear. They attended her out of class. They attended her out of separation. But now all these people are around there and they're just happy to be part of Solomon's kingdom, amen. They're just happy to attend to him, boy. And I get to looking at the attendance of God. We came up this morning and we came up as, yes, Lord. I came up this morning, pulled out in that parking lot, and one of your brothers was out there, and he had a swoop. He was reaping off that porch. And my wife said, boy, it's a blessing to see it. And I said, it sure is, amen. And I was thinking, that's God's attendance, amen. They're taking care of everything around God's house. Ain't nobody rushing nobody. Hey, nothing's going undone, amen. Somebody's running around bringing water so you and me can drink, amen. I mean, they got the air conditioner set just right so we can have it. They're offering us a piece of cake every time I turn around, or another cup of coffee, amen. And you know what they're doing? They don't think I'm going to pay them because I ain't got two nickels to rub together, amen. I'm not going to pay you a thing in the world. You're just doing it because you love God, just attending on God. Hey, the world don't have it. The world don't have it, but we've got it here in God's house. And when she saw it, all the strength went out of her. I'm so amazed that God let me be one of his little attendants. Amen. I remember them days. They wasn't going to call on me for silent prayer. It wasn't happening, brother. They wasn't going to call on me for silent prayer. But I was still up there in the morning, opening the door at the church, amen. I was making sure the air conditioners were set. I was making sure things was in order, amen. If the grass got a little high, I was out there trying to fire up that old lawnmower, you know, bawl, bawl, bawl. And things about too wide, and there's 3.5 acres of ground got to be cut, amen. And we was cutting grass, and we wasn't griping, and we wasn't complaining, and we wasn't trying to see who the next one was. We was just so glad that God give us something to do in the work of God, amen, amen, amen. We just wanted to do something, amen. Somebody said, you got a wife. I said, yes, she's been in the nursery 5 years. 5 years she's been in the nursery, taking care of people's kids so they can go to church, amen. That's where she's been. I say, hey, won't you come out? I enjoy trying to be a help. I'm just trying to be a blessing, amen. You know what? We're just glad we could be attendants, amen. We're just glad we wasn't at the jailhouse. We're just glad we wasn't down to the divorce court. We're just glad, hey, we're just tickled to death to be attending in the work of God. Amen. That girl heard all this. Solomon ain't said a word yet. She's getting her story by eyesight. She's looking at them people. She said, look at my God. Look, they're happy. Remember happy people. Look at what they got something we don't have. She's saying, my Lord, look how they're taking care of everything. Nobody's commanding. No points of a spear is available. They're just serving God. Amen. They're happy to be in God's house. Look here, what else it says. And then they saw their apparel. His ministers and their apparel. You know what? They got looking around and said, this place. I have people come into our place all the time and say, you got a dress code around here? Just be covered. Don't be naked. That's a lot to ask for these days. Amen. But I tell you what, I'll see you come. Somebody say, well, y'all preach all them dress convictions. I ain't never told a lost person in my life how to dress. I've been preaching for nearly 40 years. I took a survey 5 or 6 years ago. You know what I get to at the mall? I said, could I have a survey, please? I ever can't remember now. How many of you Baptist preachers ever told a lost person how to dress? I done told a slew of church people how to dress. But I ain't never told a lost person how to dress. But you know what I've seen? I've seen them come to our church. They don't know no better. We love them. We're glad they're there. We set them down in there. And a few minutes, they get to looking around. Hey, what are you talking about apparel for? Because God put it in a book. They get to looking around. They start saying, hey, these people are different than everybody else. They're different than everybody else. And before long, they come looking a little bit different than everybody else. Amen. And you know what happens? They got that robe of righteousness that God himself clothes with you and I with. Amen. And we sit around in the house of God and we're clothed. Amen. We're different people. We got an air of holiness about us. Why? Not because we're better than anybody else, but because we've been with the King. Amen. Yeah. What a blessing. What a glorious blessing to be part of something that draws attention. And it was working on this girl. Hey, y'all already seeing so far? It's not the preacher done this work yet. It was the response of the attendants. It was the response of the people in the, around this table. It's been the attitudes and the actions of the congregation, would you say amen? That's all so far this girl's got her mind on. It's been the supply that God's put down there time after time again. She had never seen nothing like this in her life. It opens her heart. And then she looks at these cupbearers. You know who that are? That was those people that take that thing and they taste it and they bring it to the Lord. And this morning at 9:30, you hear me? Cupbearers all around this church tasted the hard things of life as your pastor and others took out a little piece of paper and they wrote down prayer requests on it, amen. And we faced people that were hurting and people that were in trouble and people that had great needs. And we tasted that prayer and we took part of that burden upon us, amen. And we took that cup to the Savior and we said, yes, Lord, I take the cup, amen. And we were his cupbearers, amen. And when they began to look around the house and see them people praying and that spirit of prayer and that spirit of holiness, amen, and that spirit of work, she just couldn't stand it anymore. Look at here. And then she saw his ascent. Now I'm fixing to get ready to close here because it's more than time. I guess it's over time. I ain't never been under time. She saw his ascent. You know what she did? She said, when I saw how he went up, when I saw how he went up, up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, wounded and bleeding, that's what he was doing. Up that mountaintop, every step was a bloody step. And they compelled old Simon. You can believe whatever you want to about that cross bearing, but I believe Simon got behind the Lord himself. I believe every step he made was in a bloody footprint. That's where I'm walking behind him, in a bloody footprint. And he carried it right up to Calvary, and I know by the time he got there, the Lord had it himself, and they hung him up there, the God of glory, wounded, rejected, beaten, naked, bruised, humiliated. Any other man would have already died. Matter of fact, I believe that prayer in the garden where he was saying, Lord, begging for that prayer, I believe he was begging to stay alive so he could get to Calvary to make the offering. He was pouring that blood out as he went profusely. It was sweating great drops of blood. He wanted to bear that cup. He wanted to get it done and pay the price for your sins and mine. When I see the ascent and I see what he's paying for and I see what he died for and I know who I am, hey, thou worm Jacob, amen. I'm worse than Jacob myself, down in the degradation of sin. Yet Jesus Christ paid my debt. He didn't just die for me. He died instead of me on the cross of Calvary, and he satisfied the full demand. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, and he gladly took death, amen. And he paid the sin debt on Calvary's tree that I might be redeemed, amen. There's no breath left in me. It takes away all my spirit that God loved me the way he loved me. I don't have no more hard questions. How can God, who gave his own son, not freely give me all things? Preacher, I don't know if I can believe. Hey, if you can believe God will love you enough to give you his own dear son, hey, you don't have no problems with nothing else in this life. Amen. He'll freely give you all things. Yeah. Here's what she said. Not only that, she saw he ascended from that mountaintop. He didn't meet out there with no great fanfare. He just got up there and said, okay, boys, here it is. I'm going to glory. I'll be back after a while. Hey, it's about time. Y'all go win the world. Y'all go preach the gospel. That's the way he left. And he's coming again in that cloud. Amen. Coming out to call us. Here's what she said about it. Boy, it's preaching in every line, isn't it? Look at what she said. She said to the king, it was a true report. You know what I found out? It was true. It's true. It's true that God had saved to the uttermost. It is true that God will forgive every sin. It is true that God will put glory in your soul. It is true, amen, that old things pass away and all things become new. It's true. This morning, as you finish this missions conference, I'm telling you today, God's asking you to be involved with him. Paul said, hey, you be sure to take this grace also. And this morning in my mind's eye, I see an outstretched hand with a nail scar in it. And I could hear him say, come go with me. Follow me, and I'll make you to be a fisher of men. Come go with me. Go with me to prayer. Go with me to the highways and the hedges. Go with me to the offering. Go with me to give, amen. Come, go with me, and soon, like Enoch of old, you'll be walking with me, and you will be not, for the Lord will come and take you, amen, and rush us into his own dear presence. Now, I just wanted peace, but I got forgiven. When I came to God, I didn't want to do nothing but not go to hell. That's all. I didn't want nothing else, just didn't want to go to hell. But I'm telling you, I found that God put me in the family. I found that God put his spirit of God in there and he sealed my heart. I found that God gave me a book, amen, a sword and a shield, amen. I found that God put me in the family of God. And God, hey, that woman came and she gave Solomon all those things. And here's the message that I didn't preach. But Solomon gave her more. He opened that royal bounty up. And he said, let us come boldly. Come boldly for the throne of grace to find help in a time of need. This morning, that royal bounty is out there. It's available. All you got to do is come to Christ. You'll give him he's asking you for a little bit of money. Here, you Christians, a little bit of prayer, a little bit of heart. Matter of fact, he wants it all. That's all God wants from you, is all you got. And if you're here lost, he just wants you to bring your woes, bring your heartaches. Just bring whatever you got and pile it up on Jesus Christ, casting your cares upon him because he cares for you. And there's grace sufficient. He'll save you, brethren. He'll change you. You know what they'll say? Happy are thy people. Amen. It's a happy way to be. Amen. It's a happy place. Amen. That stand continually. Say, all you people go do is go to church. Yeah, we just stand continually. Amen. Why? We love our heavenly Solomon. Amen. We just want to see the way it comes up and the way it goes down. We just want to eat some of the meat he's got on his table. Oh, we don't want to miss that time when he blows by and maybe just the presence of his garments crosses over us. Oh, we don't want to miss that, amen. We just want to go with Solomon and we just want to go with our heavenly Solomon wherever he's going. Greater than Solomon's here, brethren. The lovely Lord Jesus. And he's offered you all the treasures of heaven. He's offered you his own right hand. He's offered you his own heart. And because you couldn't maintain that, He's given you His own Spirit to seal you up and to keep you safe until you can be called to meet Him. We've been in missions conferences. Why? Because souls are dying? Partly. But that's not the main reason. If all you do is go to the mission field or give because of the need of souls, you'll quit. We're going because our heavenly King has asked it of us. We just want to be where He is, doing what He's doing. We want to meet Him in the field as sure as Ruth met Boaz, in the field. We want to meet with Him and have His blessed presence. Amen. Stand, please, this morning. Father, thank You for the time. Thank You for the opportunity to preach. And I pray that You'll bless now the remainder of this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, Brother Andrew.